It was about. It was soon after I joined the R&D department that Tommy Wake. This would have been about probably, I think, 1962. Soon after I left the lofting department, I heard he was going to retire. He would then have been about probably, I suppose, 64, 65. And of course, he had been 40 years at Hawkers. And on the day he retired, I just had to say goodbye to him because I had such a good relationship with him. And anyway, I did speak to him and I shook his hand. And I said, you know, I was very sorry to see him go because I'd always enjoyed our conversations about aircraft, sort of, you know, in the interwar years and in the Second World War and after. And you name the aircraft, he works on pretty well all of them. You know, the biplanes, the Hurricane, the Tempest, the Typhoon. You name it, he worked on them, so he knew them all. Very knowledgeable, very erudite man. And I remember saying to him, you know, I envied his career because he'd seen so much technical change in his working lifetime. And he said to me something which I've never forgotten. He said, "Yes," he said, I think you're right. I've probably had the best years of our aircraft industry." He said, "And when you look at the way things are going," he said, "it makes me wonder whether there will be an aircraft industry left when you reach my age." And how true that prophecy was, because here we are today. I'm now older than Tommy was when he retired. I'm now 72. He was 65 at the time. And what have we got left now as an aircraft industry? Almost nothing by comparison to what we had.
Yes, he saw the future rather clearly.
Yes, and as we moved into 1963, I was due to get married in 1964. And we wanted to set up home, have a family, as you know, most couples do. And it looked as though, I mean, in the period around 63, there was scandal in the government, the Profumo affair. Harold Macmillan was the Prime Minister and he wasn't doing very well. And it looked pretty certain that the Tories weren't going to get in at the next election, which of course did subsequently take place in 1964. And it looked as though the Labour Party would get in. And of course, they were talking about just about scrapping every aircraft project on the drawing board. That was 1154, which was successor to the Harrier, the TSR-2, just name two of them. But as time went on, as we got into early 64, it came pretty evident to me that I probably wouldn't have a future in the aircraft industry. I was very concerned about it. And at the time when I first joined Hawkers, although I didn't really give it much thought, I couldn't really see myself working anywhere else. I was going to be in the aircraft industry for the rest of my working life. But I started to have grave misgivings about whether I'd have a future. And as I was going to get married in 1964, I decided that perhaps I ought to look elsewhere. I wanted to stay in the aircraft industry, but I really couldn't see much future. De Havilland's was a possibility because they were into civil aircraft. But in some ways, civil aircraft didn't have the appeal that military aircraft had. I'd never been interested in civil aircraft. I'm still not, actually. It's always military aircraft I'm interested in and have been. So I decided that I didn't have a future in the aircraft industry, and I decided to leave, and I actually left in 1964. And with the benefit of hindsight, I think it was the right decision because the 1154 was scrapped. Harold Boulton and his Merry Men came to power, I think it was around about February or March 1964. It was in the spring. And, of course, they started going through everything, cancelling everything. And I think the following year, 1965, there was quite a big redundancy at Hawkers. And while there was no guarantee...
I'd already left by then, but while there
was no guarantee that I would have been made redundant, I didn't give much of my chances because my knowledge was so limited. Yes, I knew a lot, but looking at people that were far more important to the company, far more senior people that they couldn't afford to get rid of, they would get rid of people that would do the least amount of damage to the business. So that didn't give much of my chances. So I think with the benefit of hindsight, I did take the right decision, although I was very sorry to do it at the time because Hawkers was such a superb company to work for.